Bud Light sales keep spiraling amid transgender controversy, serious trouble. By Amy Furr on May 2, 2023. Bud Light's sales have apparently continued dropping since the announcement of its partnership with transgender advocate Dylan Mulvaney caused significant backlash. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported Monday. In the week that ended April 22, the brand's in-store sales plummeted more than 26%, according to figures reported by Bump Williams Consulting, a Connecticut-based firm that specializes in the alcoholic beverage industry. And the decline is only accelerating. The week before, sales dropped by 21%. The week before that, it was 11%. Despite the controversy, it remains the best-selling beer in the country, according to Bump Williams, who is the founder, president and CEO of the agency. But if the drop in sales continues, Williams said, then Bud Light is in serious trouble this year. And I think it runs the risk of losing that number one position at the end of calendar year 2023 to Modelo Especial. At the beginning of April, the Anheuser-Busch shipped a can of Bud Light to Mulvaney, a biological man claiming to be a transgender woman, with his image on it. He later posted a video online of himself drinking the beverage. Bud Light's vice president of marketing Alyssa Heinerscheidt recently took a leave of absence amid the controversy, Breitbart News reported April 21. When Heinerscheidt took over as vice president of marketing, she claimed the brand was on the decline, and called Bud Light fratty and out of touch, insisting that the company's approach needed to change, the outlet said. In addition, competing beers such as Coors Light and Miller Lite have experienced an 18% rise in sales after the transgender controversy ignited, according to a Breitbart News article published April 25. Additionally, overall volume of sales of Bud Light at bars and restaurants dropped by 34.7% between April 2 and April 15, the outlet said. Now, social media users want a boycott of the Maybelline makeup company after it partnered with Mulvaney in March, according to Breitbart News. One woman tweeted that she would be discarding her Maybelline products after using the brand for 40 years. She included the hashtag #boycottMaybelline, the article said.